On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
Okay, kids out there, we're going to do a little thing we call Who the Hell Is This, where we give you four 10-second clips from an obscure band or an obscure song from a known band. And some of these are pretty darn difficult, so if you get either of these, or at least one of these, whatever, that doesn't make any much sense, does it? If you get one or two, if you get one, that's amazing. If you get two, it's a freaking miracle, and you need to go out and get a life, okay? So, I got one for you today, Danny, that's pretty tough. There's some people you know, but it's a pretty tough song, so go ahead and play track one.
Oh, man. Is that King's X?
It is not King's X, but it does kind of sound like that, doesn't it? Okay. Your first clues are, it came out in 2010. It's a guitar player. Who's the artist?
Okay. I'll play clip number two. People say I'm always using my name. So you point. Doesn't sound quite like I would think, but is it Richie Kotzen?
It is not Richie Kotzen, but the guy singing is an even bigger star, and you definitely know who it is. And he's supporting this guitar player's album, and he sings lead vocals on this song. So,
wow. Okay, I'll do clip number
Should sound really familiar.
Yeah, is that Ace Frehley?
It is not Ace Frehley, but you're in the ballpark. Okay, I'll give you a hint. This guitar player was in some bands prior to being this big band. He was in Blackjack. He was in the Good Rats, and he's the guitar player on the first Billy Squire album.
Okay, is it Bruce Kulick?
You are correct.
All right.
And the name of the song is Ain't Gonna Die. Can you tell me who's singing lead vocals?
Let me hear the last clip here.
Yeah, it should be really obvious. Oh, man.
I don't know who's singing.
Well, he was in the same band as Bruce Kulick.
Was it, oh, God. Oh, I can't think of his name now.
Really?
Not the guy.
The big band.
Oh, was that Paul Stanley?
No, no!
It was not. It was Gene Simmons.
That was Gene?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, well, I thought for sure you'd his voice, but I guess not. It didn't sound like Paul at all.
No, it didn't sound like Gene either. I thought it may be the guy from Union.
Oh, John Corabi.
Yeah.
I guess I stumped you on that one.
Yeah, I think so. Your hints were...
My hints sucked?
No, your hints were a little much. They gave me the answer.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm supposed to lead you along.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, otherwise, we could sit here and guess all the bands we know with all the guitar players.
Yeah, who wants to listen to a two-hour podcast?
Right.
Unless it's Joe Rogan. But, hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Your turn.
Okay.
Let's get this one.
You got me as an easy one or a hard one?
I think it's a little hard.
Okay. Well, let's check it out. Track one. Based on the sound, I'm going to guess that's Kix. Am I right?
No, but you are actually very close.
Oh, okay. Any very close. Hints?
That was going to be my first hint. They are very closely associated with Kix.
Okay. All right. Let's play track two.
Hello, citizens. Gather around. I got something.
Is it Rhino Bucket?
That is correct.
I got that because that's the only Rhino Bucket song I know. Hello, citizens.
That's right.
I couldn't tell you anything else, but I know they sound like AC/DC. But
yeah, kind of a cross between AC/DC and Kix, I think.
Right. Well, and Brian Damage is in both bands, so.
Right. Yeah.
That's a good song, though.
Oh yeah, I like Rhino Bucket. They're cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go back and check out their older stuff.
Well, that album there from this year is really good.
All right. Well, where's the chorus on track four?
Yeah.
Let's play the chorus and check that out. The music. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Definitely go buy that song, if not the album. Good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Great album.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I got some more stuff to go buy. Click on Amazon.
That's right.
All right.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show can now be found on YouTube. So please search for us and subscribe to the channel.
All right, people out there, ready for another segment of intellectual poetry. And if you hear anything in the background, that's my family putting away the dishes. Cleaning the dishes and putting them away.
What, you have your family in the studio?
Yeah, right. It's what studio? Hey, those dishes got to be put away. Somebody's got to do them, and this show comes second. Oh, well.
No big deal.
Yep. And I think I just heard my daughter upstairs playing on her little keyboard. Terrific. So we're going to get lots of background noise, but you can deal with it out there, right?
That's right.
All right, and back to what we're doing. We're doing intellectual poetry, where you have to guess the name of the song and artist just based on the lyrics. I'm not going to hum it. We're going to read the lyrics straight, and hopefully you get it. Sometimes these are easy. Most of the time they're not, because we don't pay attention to the lyrics too often.
That's right.
Okay, yes. So Danny, are you motivated?
I am.
Are you dedicated? So let's do this. In the beginning, God made the land. Then he made the water and the creatures. Then he made man. He was born with a passion of love and hate, a restless spirit with a need for a mate. But there's something that was missing, something's lost. So he came with the answer. Here's what it cost. What do you think?
Oh, man, I know this band.
You do know this band. You've seen this band. Everybody listening to this podcast knows this band, but do you need a song?
Was it Guns N' Roses?
It is not Guns N' Roses. Oh, your first clue is this song came out in 1987. And it was the lead single from the album. Okay, I'll skip the chorus and go into the next verse. And in the garden, lust began. The animal instinct, the wanton man. She fed him with hunger and appetite. And filling with emotion, he took a bite. What do you think?
It is a Def Leppard.
It is Def Leppard. What's the name of the song?
Woman.
Women, correct, from Hysteria.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just glad you didn't make me sing the rest of it. When my family's around.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me weird looks like, what is he doing?
Why is he talking like that?
Yeah, I always liked that song, but yeah, that song was the lead single off of that album, and the album was not doing too well until they released the other stuff.
Yeah, well, that's a great song.
I think it's the only single that didn't do well. The only one that didn't chart was the first one. And I think they released like six others, and they all charted.
Of course. Well, the AOR guys know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
They're doing so well, the record business is dead now.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you sell 12 copies, you make the top 200.
Yeah, your friends and family.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, sir, you ready for me?
Okay, here we go. They're forming in straight line. They're going through a tight wind. The kids are losing their minds. They're piling in the back seat. They're generating steam heat, pulsating to the back beat. Any idea?
Oh, God. Someone sounds familiar. Oh, is it Loverboy?
That is incorrect.
Incorrect. Wasn't even close, was I?
No, actually not even close.
Oh, damn it.
See.
So let me cross off Canadian bands with headbands. Not one of those. Okay.
It's not. Okay. This was released in 1976.
Okay. I was way off.
Yeah. Okay. Shoot them in the back now. What they want, I don't know. They're all revved up and ready to go. They're forming in straight line. They're going through a tight wind. Kids are losing their minds.
Damn, it sounds familiar. Thin Lizzy.
Oh, no. That's incorrect also. This is a U.S. band.
A U.S. band in that was 76, you said?
Yep, and they're very influential in their genre.
It sounded familiar.
Well, that's all the lyrics other than the chorus.
All right, give me another hint. So U.S. band, 70s.
From New York.
The Shoot 'Em in the Back Now is freaking familiar. Better not be Kiss again.
No.
New York band. Fudge. Is it the Ramones?
That is correct.
Yes.
Know the song name.
I do not know the song yet. 76.
First song on their debut album.
Oh, crap. And I think I just downloaded. They just released a 40th anniversary remaster. I mean, I bought it. I didn't download it. I bought it. Yeah, that's it. I bought it off Amazon. Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Oh, God. What's the first word in the title?
I can't tell you that.
That's the first word? One word? Okay, what letter does it start with?
Okay, the first word of the title? Blitzkrieg.
Oh, bop. Hey, I got it.
Hey, whoa, how'd you get that from just the first word?
I love it. Wow. I love that song.
Awesome.
Too. God. I know that song.
When you don't know the melody, forget about it. Because you know, if I had gone to foaming in a straight line, going through tight wind, kids are losing their minds. Blitzkrieg, bop.
Hey, did your band play that one too?
No, we do a Ramones song. Get him in the airport. Shoot, I sing that song too.
Wait, you sing the song, but you don't know the name of it?
Yeah, I can't even think of it.
I'm flying on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back. That's an airport song, right?
That's not the. No, it's about get me to the airport. Got Blitzkrieg Bop on the brain, but. I want to be sedated.
Okay. Good one.
Yeah, that is a good song.
All right, maybe we should have you perform that song now.
No, that's not going to happen.
Oh, damn it. Well, you can't hear Danny doing it, but if you want to buy it, go buy it on Google, Amazon, whatever. Good song.
Or if you want to hear me sing the other song, come to one of my gigs. Yeah.
You guys are playing the Metroplex, right?
Yeah, or the VFW, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Come on down. Bring the family.
Come on down. You're the next contestant.
All right.
All right. Please.
Hard Rockin' Trivia Show t-shirts can now be purchased online for men, women, and children in all sizes and colors. Please visit teepublic.com and search the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. That's spelled TEEpublic.com.
Now it's time to cover this.
All right, everybody in podcast land, it's time for another segment of Cover This, where we try to stump each other with cover songs from bands we know, songs we know, but never the twain shall meet. Well, apparently they do meet right here.
Sweet.
So we're going to try to guess the name of the original artist, the covering artist, and the name of the song. So, Mark, go ahead and play the first one.
All right, people out there, play along with me. Hopefully we can get this.
Summertime.
Well, that was pretty cool. I think I know this guy singing. The original was the song is Summertime Blues.
Oh, that God. Is correct.
Was the covering artist Rush?
That is correct also.
Okay. Now who the hell did the original? It was a guy. And right now, his name is escaping me. Oh, it's on. I just figured it out. It just came to my brain. It's Eddie Cochran. Right?
Well, yeah, but my version has always been the Blue Cheer version.
Oh, yes. That was the cover of the cover.
Right.
Yes. I guess they tried to say that's the first heavy metal song ever was Blue Cheer's cover of that song. Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
It was definitely heavy for its time. Probably blew people's minds, but not the greatest band in the world. But yeah, I guess it's a first, but to me it's still Black Sabbath was first.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'd never heard that. Where the heck did that come from?
That was on an album that Rush put out. Of all cover tunes of, what was the name of this album?
That's a funny cover. That's a fun. Oh, crap. What's the name of this album? Nice title.
it was just an album of all cover songs that they put out, kind of a space filler, but. All
right. So everybody, if you want to know the name of it, go Google it. Cause we don't use Google during this show. Sorry.
We
have crappy computers. Right. So. All right, that was pretty cool. So I guess I got to check out what you sent me this week. So let's check this one out. You ready out there? Here it comes. What am I doing?
My turn.
Good. That's me having a brain fart. Now.
Hey, we'll cut that part out.
Yeah, then edit. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and play your song now.
I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I looked around enough to know that you're the one.
All right, Danny, who originally did that song?
The original song is definitely Jim Croce.
Correct.
And that was Time in a Bottle.
Yes, sir, it was.
Oh, man, but who was singing?
Yeah, the tough part. I'll give you a hint. It was a late 80s band that covered
that. Is it Winger?
No, but not a bad guess. It was not Winger. Okay. This cover, I think, came out in 2001. It's a band that's still around, but they don't play very often. And you've seen them at M3.
Oh, seen them at M3. Okay.
That narrows it down to about 30 artists.
Yeah, exactly. it's not Tesla. Definitely not Night Ranger, because they play it all the time. It's not Love Hate.
No, that would be shocking.
Yeah, Danger Danger.
You are correct.
Oh, jeez, I wouldn't. Wow.
That was
I didn't think it was right.
Yep, that came. I was in the Cockroach release, and that was Paul Lane singing, not Ted Poley.
That's a good version. I like that song.
Yeah.
That one, like the original, too.
Yeah, so the Cockroach release is basically two albums, one song with one singer and one song with the other singer. And I think that was the bonus track with Paul Lane, who is now in the Defiance with Bruno from Danger Danger. And Danger Danger is still around, but they don't play too often.
So which version of Cockroach do you like better?
Kind of like Paul Lane a little bit better than Ted Poley. But Ted Poley's good. He's got a unique voice, but I like Paul Lane a little better.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Paul Lane, but then I like that Tokyo Motor Fist, too. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. Good album. It doesn't suck.
Yeah.
So go out there and buy all the Danger Danger stuff.
Oh, you can't go wrong with any of the Danger Danger albums.
And the Tokyo Motor Fist is damn good, too. So if you're not familiar with it, and you like Danger Danger, go buy that.
Absolutely.
Do it now.
All right. Yeah. Turn off this podcast and go get it.
Yeah. Right.